The House budget adopted last Thursday added about $54 million to what had been approved by the Senate, though virtually none of that for the new Division of Child Welfare and Family Services. But Representative Kate Brophy McGee did get House colleagues to add language, saying it's the intent of the legislature that the budget for the agency will be reexamined next month after release of a report studying its problems, and that lawmakers will, quote, provide resources to meet those needs. Senate President Andy Biggs, who pretty much crafted the legislative spending plan, insists there is commitment for more funding down the road. But he wants that language gone.
You don't need that in there. Go take a look at it, and you tell me the logic you see in it. It's just kind of this, like I said before, it's an amorphous statement that full of sound and fury, but without any meaning.
That stance by the Senate President has left Brophy McGee frustrated.
Mr. Biggs got pretty much everything he wanted and didn't want. And I certainly don't want this to be about, I'm just puzzled, Howie, but if it doesn't mean anything, then there should be no harm in staying in there.
The Senate starts reviewing the House altered budget this morning. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.